Thank you, Prem. Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, Sairam from Prashantinilayam, the most happening place on the planet. The last 3 days in this divine hamlet has been colorful and lively. The celebration of Chinese New Year going on in Prashantinilayam, over 250 devotees are here from Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong and Taiwan. And they have been offering beautiful presentations in the Sai Kurvanth Hall. Not only have they decorated the ashram so well, they have decorated every little corner of Prashantinilayam. They have not only decorated the Ganesha, but also even the tree in front of the Ganesha. You go and stand in front of Ganesha and you can see that beautiful huge tree, and in it are hanging these red Chinese lanterns. It's all so red, so lively, so festive. That is Chinese New Year. The energy, the enthusiasm and the love of these devotees, it's all so beautiful. And even as this is going on in Prashantinilayam, there is something amazing waiting to unfold in Bhagwan's ashram in Vrindavan, in the Sai Ramesh Hall, from March 1st till March 12th. Something that was done in Prashantinilayam after nearly a gap of 4 decades in the divine physical presence in an awesomely grand manner in August 2006, and now it is being repeated in Swami's ashram in Bangalore, the incredibly powerful Atirudra Mahayagnam. So this will begin in a couple of days from now, and I personally know how an army of people are working round the clock behind the scenes to ensure that this landmark event is in no way less grand than how it was in the physical presence of Bhagwan in 2006. In fact, I so much wished to have in the studio today some of the key people who are spending sleepless nights organizing this event, but they are literally so busy that it was difficult to bring them to the studio. In fact, Mr. Vinay Kumar, the youth leader from Karnataka, he was here this morning to get the lingam blessed, but he had to rush back because there's plenty to do in Bangalore. And the good thing is, he assured me that once the ceremony is over, he would definitely come and share all about this beautiful endeavor being done only for the purpose of welfare, overall welfare of humanity. And I thought, while we wait for that to happen, why not utilize this opportunity to reminisce the moments of August 2006? I think this is the best time to relive those days and ruminate on the powerful happenings of Atirudra Mahayagnam in the divine physical presence. Of course, Swami spurred the youth of Tamil Nadu to do this again in 2007, in January 2007, and that is when Swami too visited Chennai. Swami told the youth that you do an Atirudra Mahayagnam and I will come, and he did visit Chennai after a gap of nearly a decade. Well, that is the power and pull of this ritual, and that is the importance Swami gave to this grand sacrifice. So this is what we will do today. We will rewind to August 2006 and bask in the vibrations of Atirudra Mahayagnam in the physical presence of Bhagwan himself. So for the next 45 minutes or so, it will all be about Atirudra, its meaning, significance, impact. So that is what we will do in this last leg of Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside, and today we discuss about the magnificent prayer for maximum world peace, Atirudra Mahayagnam.
ग्रीवाविलाहितः उदैनं गोपादृशन्नदृशन्नुदहार्यः उदैनं विश्वाभूतानि दृष्टा प्रणयादिनः नमास्तु नीलग्रीवाय सहस्राक्षाय वेणुषे अथोरे अस्तु दत्त्वा लोहन्तेभ्यो नमः प्रभृतसन्मनस्त्वमुभयोराज्ञयोर्ज्याश्च देहस्तैषवः पलाता भगवो वप
So those are the chants from the Atirudra Yajnam in August 2006. And before I go on in this program and talk more about the Atirudra, I thought I should play for you for 2 minutes what Swami said on the very first day of this sacrifice in 2006, because that sort of made it very clear to everyone what this Atirudram is all about and why Bhagwan was giving this so much importance.
This Atirudra is highest and greatest. Atirudra is greatest of all forms. That what you find in Atirudra is not found anywhere. What is Rudra? You think it is Shiva?
Kadu kadu.
No.
Idi kevalamu, Rigvedamu, Ajurvedamu, Samavedamu, Atharvavedamu, Anni Vedamulu yokka sarame.
This Rudra represents the essence of 4 Vedas.
Ante kakunda, indru namakamu, chamakamu, renditi yokka ekatvame iriki goppa pattutvam.
The strength lies in the harmony and combination of namakam and chamakam.
Ee namaka chamakalanta kudanu namakamu uddantundi, chamakamu kavalantundi.
Therefore the namaka denies while chamaka desires.
Kani anninti endu kuda unnatundi saramu ఒకటి దేనిని వద్దంటుంది చెడ్డని వద్దంటుంది మంచిని కావాలంటుంది.
వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ దట్ ఈస్ డినైడ్? దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ బ్యాడ్ అండ్ ఈవిల్ ఈస్ టు బి డినైడ్. వాట్ ఈస్ టు బి డిజైర్డ్ ఫార్? దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ గ్రేట్ అండ్ ఆస్పిషియస్.
కనుక మనం ఎల్లప్పుడు కూడాను రెండు కూడాను మనం నేర్చుకోవాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ యు హావ్ టు లెర్న్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆస్పెక్ట్స్.
చెమక అంటే కేవలము కోరికలతో నిండినటువంటిది.
ద చెమక ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ambitions, desires.
Namakamu anetuvanti anitini vilakti cheseetuvanti.
Namaka denies, he doesn't want any.
Kanuka daivatvanni manam poojistunte sarvam lokarakshana jarugutundi.
Therefore when you worship God, the whole world will be protected.
Loka kalyanam kosam ani mem chestunnamu.
And this yajna is for the welfare of humanity.
Ee yokka mantram lopala chala pradhanamainatuvanti yokka amsham untunnadi.
These mantras represent its one main principle.
Atirudra yajnamuniga manchi pavitramainatuvanti yokka dinni poshinchi dushtamainatuvanti vatini sichinchi pavitram gavistundi loka kalyanam.
Therefore this Atirudra Mahayagna will certainly sustain, will uphold all that is righteous, all that is great and noble, will punish, will remove, will dispel all that is wicked.
Evvaraina cheyavachunu.
Anybody can perform this.
So that was from the first day of Atirudra Mahayagnam, Bhagwan clarifying why the Atirudra is being done. So clearly Bhagwan is saying that this yajna is being conducted for the welfare of the world. The Atirudra Mahayagnam protects and fosters the divine nature in the human beings while it rejects and diminishes their demonic qualities. And that is how it works for the welfare of humanity. This is what Bhagwan said on that occasion, and I remember I happened to speak to many people who attended the Atirudra Mahayagnam in Prashantanilam that year. In fact, we did a cover story on this grand event on our website, on our e-journal, Heart to Heart. I remember talking to a Sai youth from Canada and I asked him how it felt being in Prashantanilam. What did Atirudra do to you? And this is what he had said. I quote, "When I contemplate back on the Atirudra Mahayagna, words like priceless, heavenly, revitalizing and auspicious come to my mind. The hours spent in lines to sit in the Sai Kulwant Hall and the early mornings were all worth it. As I sat amongst devotees from all nooks and corners of the world, I was overcome by a unique sensation. I felt at peace during the chanting of the Vedas. The Vedas seem to have an exceptional cleansing and energizing property contained within them. Although, in all honesty, I had little idea of what was being chanted, the hairs on my arms seemed to stand and chills ran down my spine at times. Perhaps it was the ancient hymns, whose origin is that of mysticism, or perhaps it was the fact that the Mahayagna was being performed in the midst of Rudra himself. The series of Bhagwan's divine discourses only made the experience sweeter. It was the cherry on the cake. Swami reminded us that we are verily God, that we are sparks of divinity. All we have to do is realize it." Unquote. This was the experience of a Sai youth from Canada. They say it was one of the best times to be in Prashantanilam. The supreme abode of peace was so suffused with powerful spiritual vibrations. The mornings were filled with elevating echoes of Vedic chants, the afternoons with illuminating talks of distinguished scholars, and in the evenings, the chock-a-block Sai Kulwant Hall feasted on soulful devotional music. And this was not all. As the Sai youth from Canada said, the compassionate Lord wanted to confer more and made the occasion most memorable when he rose to speak on almost every evening. Actually, when the devotees heard Prema Swarupa Lara from his divine lips on the very first day of the Yajnam, they burst into a resounding applause. You could see tears streaming down many cheeks. Swami was speaking for the first time in public since his return to Prashantanilam in the month of June 2006. And everyone was so happy and excited. A neurologist I met from USA said, "It was an unforgettable experience which stunned and exhilarated my soul." In fact, as the Yajnam was about to begin, the chief priest, Veda Brahma, Sri B.S. Nanjunda Dikshit, he took to the podium and said, "The Atirudra Mahayagnam is the highest form of worship of Lord Shiva. At present, the same Atirudra is being performed in the presence of Rudra himself. It is a unique opportunity for everyone to enjoy the blessings of Bhagwan, as this Yajna is for the spiritual progress of humanity as a whole. At the same time, it is the duty of each one of us to express our gratitude for our existence and also to spread the message of love and peace highlighted by Bhagwan, so that his dream of establishing a nation of humanity is realized." These were the words of B.S. Nanjunda Dikshit, the chief priest of the Atirudra Yajnam in 2006, and it is the same chief priest who is organizing the event in Bangalore from March 1st, 2015. Every effect has a cause and every purpose an instrument. And there were so many chosen instruments for the Atirudra in 2006. One of them, of course, is Sri Nanjunda Dikshit. And a few others who had the opportunity to be closely associated with Bhagwan in executing this beautiful endeavor. where Mr. Vinay Kumar, who, as I mentioned, was the Karnataka youth leader, and Mr. Lakshmi Narayana, who is currently the trustee, one of the trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Sadhana Trust. Mr. Vinay Kumar, who led this dynamic team of youth exceptionally well, he recalled the very initial days of this sacred project, and when he took to the dais, I remember he said, on the 13th of June 2006, when I submitted this humble prayer at the lotus feet to allow us to perform this yajnam, on the same day Swami told him, you watch what I will do. You are bringing it as the small proposal. Now you see what I will make out of it. And true to his word, Swami made things happen. With clockwork precision, every single piece of the massive jigsaw puzzle fell into place perfectly. It was absolutely amazing to see how such a mammoth project was executed to perfection. More than 1,000 fresh lotuses every morning, tons of toned sandalwood and neem wood, seamless coordination and communication in every level, from the transport of massive quantities of milk, tender coconut water, curds, honey, ghee, sugar, 9 types of grains, and above all, waters from the 9 rivers, from their very sources dispersed across the country. Everything was carried out as smoothly as a gentle breeze. The divine manager was at work. Mr. Vinay Kumar, recalling the level of involvement of Bhagwan, he said, the dates for the yajnam were fixed by Swami very meticulously. The location of the Shivalingam, right here in the center of this hall, was his direction. And it was out of his mercy that Swami said, every person in this hall, every individual, the last person sitting in the hall, should also be able to witness the Abhishekam being performed to the Lingam. All arrangements were done in this manner. And Swami said, every Homa Kunda which is put up there, the layout of the Yagashala, the sacrificial enclosure, each of these were personally decided by Bhagwan. The coloring of the Homa Kundas, the selection of the Lingam, the methodology for setting up this Mandapam, everything was personally advised, instructed, directed and put into action by Swami. And Vinay Kumar said, we of course just have been fortunate to be his instruments. And he went on in that speech and said, each time I took some aspect of planning related to the yajnam to Swami, Swami would say, you don't take any tension on your head. You remove all the worries from your head. Please just transfer it to me. I will take care of everything. I will ensure that everything goes through smoothly. You don't worry about anything. And he said, Swami did take care of everything. In fact, Sri Nanjunda Dikshit, in an interview granted by Bhagwan during the Atirudram, he mentioned to Swami that, Swami, this Atirudra Mahayagyam would give a lot of tripti, lot of satisfaction to Lord Shiva. Bhagwan immediately responded saying, but I have a lot of tripti. I already have a lot of tripti. And then Swami said, my tripti is in your tripti. My happiness is in your happiness. And then Bhagwan continued, if you listen to what I say, then I will have a lot of tripti. To me, even though this was one casual conversation with the chief priest, there is so much in it for us to ruminate on. Swami actually gave us a glimpse of who he is when he said, I already have a lot of tripti. And then he also told us how fortunate we are. He also very clearly told us what he expects from us. And this tripti, this satisfaction, this satisfaction of being able to do something for the Lord, the satisfaction of being living up to Swami's Thrupti, is absolutely exhilarating. And in fact, just by being in His presence, every devotee during the Atirudra, they were filled with so much Thrupti, so much satisfaction. In fact, in some ways, the Yajnam was a purifier of massive proportions, something which propelled every individual present to journey towards one soul with greater vigor. I remember speaking to one person by name S. Maas from USA. That person said, "I am very grateful to have been part of such an extraordinary event. I experienced a strong purifying energy. Also, there were moments which transported me to a brighter, more intense yet subtle place of harmony within." After attending the ninth day of the Yajnam, Mr. Pedro Montero from Spain had this to say. I quote, "I went to the Yajna very early, sleeping only 4 hours in the previous night, and spent the entire morning and evening in Sai Kulwant Hall. Later, I experienced strong physical energy as well as a heightened sense of alertness, something akin to Swami's constant integrated awareness. Even now, I feel that not only my body, but mind, intellect, senses, intuition, and even my soul have made a quantum leap in all their functions. This is truly amazing. I don't know myself." Unquote. So that is Pedro Montero from Spain. And that was a small glimpse of the mystifying and soul-enriching experience that thousands had all through the 11 days of the Yajna. But all this exalting spiritual experience is subjective. Yes, it is very personal. But how did, someone may ask, how did the Yajna actually contribute to world peace? How can we understand and relate this to world peace? Well, the answer to that is, the Yajna contributes in different ways, as far as we can understand, in our own limited ways of trying to figure out things. The Yajna contributes in different ways, at different levels, gross, subtle, individual, cosmic. We have no clue. But before we go into that, for the benefit of those who are wondering and need more clarity on what this Atirudra Mahayagyam is all about, let me say a little bit about the Rudram and then we'll go back to the effect of this grand sacrifice. So, Sri Rudram, also known as Rudra Prashna, is a hymn devoted to Lord Shiva. It is part of the Krishna Yajurveda, one of the greatest of the Vedic hymns for all-round benefits and to remove all maladies and obstacles. Sri Rudram is in two parts. The first part is known as Namakam because of the repeated use of the word Namo Namo in it. In this sacred hymn, the devotee repeatedly salutes the Lord who pervades the animate and the inanimate, the tangible and the intangible, the visible and the invisible aspects of creation. So the devotee prays to the Lord saying, "O Lord of Mount Kailash of the Vedas, we pray to attain you by our auspicious words. We ask that for all our days, this entire world will be free from ills and discord, and that we may live in amity and concord." In so many ways, the Lord is prayed to and praised. Salutations to Him who was before all things and who is the foremost. Salutations to Him who pervades all and moves swiftly. Salutations to Him who is the source of happiness here and hereafter. Salutations to Him who is inherently of the nature of conferring happiness directly in this world and the world hereafter. salutations to him, the auspicious one, who is more auspicious than all others. This is how Rudram goes on. What I played for you before, as we started in this program, was also part of this chant. And let us get a glimpse of the Rudram.
उदयनं गोपा दृशन्न दृशन्नुदहार्यः उदयनं विश्वा भूतादिदृष्टा प्रणयादिनः नमास्तु नीलग्रीवाय सहस्राक्षाय मेवृषे अतो ये अस्मि सत्त्वा लोहन्ते
So that is the first Anuvaka, the first stanza of Sri Rudram of Namakam. So these are so many myriad expressions of the Namakam, and it is through these expressions that the Lord is propitiated. And this chant Namakam concludes with the most potent Mahamrityunjaya mantram. And the Mahamrityunjaya mantram, as some of us will know, is Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvaru Kamiva Bandhanat Murtyur Mukshiya Mamrutat, which means, he who has divine fragrance, he who makes men powerful and full of plenty, him we worship, the three-eyed Rudra, like a ripe berry from its stalk. Release me from death and let me not turn away from immortality and enlightenment. So this is a prayer where we pray for mukti, we pray for enlightenment, we pray for release from the cycle of birth and death, and we pray to the one who is beyond death. So this is the Rudram. The second part of Rudram is known as Chamakam. And this is because of the repeated use of the word Chame Chame. The devotee prays to the Lord for blessings and benefits, both in this world and beyond. For instance, here we pray, let Lord Shiva grant us happiness in both the worlds, on earth and heaven. All the materials dearer and attractive and worthy of possession in heaven and endearing relations. We ask for so many things. We ask for house, we ask for material wealth, we ask for conveniences, we ask for food, we ask for good relations, for children. So it is all about everything that will make our life comfortable. Grant me, Lord, the capacity also to discriminate what to hear and what not to hear. May my mind be lit up with clarity to understand things properly. So we ask all those things, those are material as well as those which will help us to attain heaven. May I be blessed with the capacity to protect and retain what I have already earned. May I be granted courage and determination to face tough situations in life. May I win goodwill, respect and honor in the world. So this is how Chamakam goes. And there is the Shanti Patha in the concluding part of Chamakam, which begins with Ida Deva Hur Manu, and which means, let my pleasant thoughts bring forth pleasant actions and the resultant enjoyable fruits. Let my joyous offerings bear fine and worthy speech, and my words please the divine. May men lend their ears to gladden me, and may the gods enlighten me and make my words powerful. May my forefathers feel joyful over this and bless me to perpetuate it. Let me read this out again. This is the concluding part of Chamakam, where we say, let my pleasant thoughts bring forth pleasant actions and resultant enjoyable fruits. Let my joyous offerings that we make at the yajna, let them bear fine and worthy speech, and let my words please the divine. May men lend their ears to gladden me, and may the gods enlighten me and make my words powerful. May my forefathers feel joyful over this and bless me to perpetuate it. This is what we pray towards the end of Chamakam. It is said that Sri Rudra is a great purifier, which when repeated again and again and chanted with devotion, can expiate the worst of the sins. And in the words of B.S. Nanjunda Diksha, the head priest, one can attain bhukti or all material benefits for enjoyment of life on earth, as well as mukti, which is freedom from all the ills of the world. But an important aspect to note is what Dr. Kashyap, the director of Sri Aurobindo Kapala Shastri Institute of Vedic Culture, mentioned during the Atirudra of 2006. He said, "The mantras we chant are potent and full of power, no doubt, but it manifests only if we chant it with full faith. If one Rudra, that is 11 times the 11 stanzas of Namakam, chanted along with one stanza of Chamakam, is chanted by a single person, then one can free oneself from all childhood diseases." So this is one Rudra. 11 times, 11 stanzas of Namakam, chanted along with one stanza of Chamakam, by one person. That is one Rudra. And that can free one from all childhood diseases. And such a Rudra, if it is done thrice, three Rudras can destroy imminent difficulties which one is facing now. Five Rudras can free one from the evil effects of certain planets occupying unfavorable positions. Seven Rudras can dissolve one's greatest fear. Nine Rudras can confer the fruit of one Vajapeya sacrifice, which is believed to bring in bountiful crop and plentiful water, and also attainment of peace of mind. 11 Rudras can bestow one with great wealth and the favor of the high and mighty. 33 Rudras can fulfill all material desires and bless one to be free of enemies. So this is what 33 Rudras can do. Now imagine the benefits that this hymn can confer when chanted over 1,000 times during the Atirudra Mahayagnam. The Rudram is chanted 14,641 times. And this is accompanied by the fire ritual, the homam, the Vedic homam. And how is this achieved? This is achieved by 121 priests chanting the Rudram 11 times per day over 11 days. That is how we get 14,641. So this is what is Atirudram in a nutshell. This definitely, there is so much more to it. But just to give you an idea of what it is basically chanting the Rudram 14,641 times over 11 days. Now, many may wonder, how could a sacrifice done in a small corner of India impact the whole world? Let's come back to the impact. In fact, this is what was posed to Swami many years ago. Someone said, "Swami, you say all yajnas are conducted for loka kalyanam, welfare of the world. But why is it all yajnas are conducted in India alone?" And then Swami gave a very beautiful reply and said, "All the nations in the world are like the coaches, and India is the engine. We need to ignite fire only in the engine." During the Atirudra in August 2006, there was a professor who is the founder director of the Indian Institute of Management, Bangalore, Professor N.S. Ramaswamy. He is a recipient of Padma Bhushan, one of India's highest civilian awards. He spoke during the Yajna proceedings. And I remember he mentioned, out of the 49 civilizations existing in the world prior to the Christian era, ours, the Indian civilization, is the only one which is living and vibrant. And he said, "Do you know why? Because everything is conceptualized as a mother. There is the Matrutva Bhava. He went on to say, in every century, in every part of India, great saints and evolved souls and avatars were born. Loka, samasta, sukino bhavantu, let all beings everywhere be happy. This is what the people of this land always wished and chanted. He said, no other country says this. We are the only people to say that all religions lead to this same divine principle. Akashat patitam toyam yatha gacchati sagaram yatha gacchati sagaram. We are the only civilization in the whole world to give highest praise, highest pedestal to women. Our civilization has continued for 5,000 years because of sacrifice, of suffering, of modesty, chastity, sympathy, empathy and service of the woman of India. He was talking about the ancient Indian culture and heritage. And he, towards the end of his talk, he said the world is divided into two, the haves and the have-nots. But in India, there is a third category. Those who have but do not want. Those who have but just give it away. Buddha, Mahavira, Janaka, they all belong to this exalted category. And that is why this land is so special. And that is why, perhaps why Swami says this land is the engine. If the engine is ignited, it is fine. The rest of the coaches will just follow. Arnold Toynbee, a British historian, said, at this supremely dangerous moment of human history, there is only one way of salvation for mankind, and that is the Indian way. And the Indian way is the Sai way, the way of the Vedas, the way of Daiva Prema, divine love, and Jiva Karunya, compassion for all. And during this Atirudra Mahayagnam, we saw Bhagwan achieving so many objectives through that one event, the upholding of the Vedic wisdom, the upkeep of the Vedic scholars, the encouragement of the youth in the positive direction, and the purification of the environment through the positive vibrations. In fact, it was really a very heartening sight to see hundreds of youth from Karnataka working so systematically with so much unity and, more importantly, with passion to see that the Yajnam proceeds without even a slightest hiccup. More than 300 youth, most of them employed in multinational companies in Bangalore, working tirelessly for over 2 weeks for an event like an Yajnam. And this had amazing cascading effect. And the effect was at various levels. Let me deal with the cosmic effect first. The chaos theory of physics states that the flap of a butterfly's wing in Brazil could set off a tornado in Texas. That is the way the whole universe is connected. In fact, the advancements in physics today confirm to this fact how the whole universe is so well connected. The power of positive thought is something which every discipline of modern knowledge now acknowledges. A new research suggests that once Alzheimer's disease robs someone of the ability to expect that a proven painkiller will help them, it doesn't work. It doesn't work nearly as well. Once somebody has Alzheimer's and he doesn't know, he doesn't believe that the painkiller will help, the painkiller just does not help. Scientists from the University of Michigan injected the jaws of healthy young men with salt water to cause painful pressure. And during this, they did the PET scan and they measured the impact in their brains. And during one scan, when the men were told that they were getting a pain reliever, which was actually a placebo, because they were told that it was a pain reliever, their brains immediately released more endorphins. Endorphins are chemicals that act as natural painkillers by blocking the transmission of pain signals between nerve cells. And because that happened, the men felt better, but it was only a placebo. Positive thought generates positive energy. And in a similar fashion, positive energy creates positive thoughts. Isn't it so? How peaceful we feel when we are in the sanctum sanctorum of a venerated shrine. Positive energy creates positive thoughts. If the yajnam was anything, it was a colossus of positive energy. And this positive energy could alter the collective consciousness of the world. I remember talking to a Westerner, Lenny Matlin from the United States of America. When I asked him what he felt about the Atiratra Yajnam, he said, I find it more than curious that Baba called for this powerful Yajnam just when the world was on the brink of violent madness, which always leads to more of the same. As the Yajnam began, the terrorist plot to blow up 10 transatlantic aircraft was thwarted, and during the Yajnam, the UN approved to the ceasefire resolution which both Israel and Lebanon agreed. For those who know history, there was this 2006 Lebanon war, which was called the 2006 Israel-Hezbollah war and known in Lebanon as the July war, and in Israel it was known as the Second Lebanon War. It was a 34-day military conflict in Lebanon, northern Israel and Golan Heights. And the Golan Heights, the principal parties were Hezbollah paramilitary forces and the Israeli military. And this conflict started on July 12, 2006, and it continued until a United Nations brokered ceasefire happened. And this ceasefire went into effect on the morning of 14th August 2006. That was the time the Yajnam was going on in Prashantanilayam. And this is what Lenny Matlin is alluding to. We never know how the Yajnam affects. He says, I am not a pundit and cannot understand or explain the Yajnam in esoteric terms, but it is clear to me that the flood of divine light it brought to the planet has saved mankind from further disasters, either man-made or natural. He continues and says, Swami says that he does not interfere in karma, but we know he sometimes mitigates it. Yes, he lessens it. And he says, I shudder to think what might have occurred without his divine presence and without the conducting of the Yajna. In how many diverse and subtle ways will this critical mass of positive energy affect the world is something unfathomable. It is really unfathomable for our limited minds. But what is inevitable beyond doubt is its favorable impact. And if you do not believe in anything, at least one thing we should believe in is, this is something that Swami gave it so much attention. And I personally believe that if he has given it so much attention, there is something in it. Katharina from Austria, she was there in Prashantanilayam for the Atirudra in 2006, and she said, I could feel that this Atirudra Mahayagnam was not only meant for the welfare of the participating individuals in Prashantanilayam. Something much, much bigger was going on. It was for the welfare and peace of entire mankind, entire humanity. She could feel that. We can go on discussing about the effect that this positive energy has on the world. So that is at the cosmic level. Let's now come to the individual level. What the Yajna has done to every participant, and through that, what it has done to society in general. This is something very inspiring, something very profound. I had asked Mr. William Miller from United States to share what he felt about the Yajnam. And this is what he had told me then. At the beginning of this Yajna, someone suggested to me that it could become quite repetitious and even boring with the Vedic chants and rituals being done day by day. But he said, I had just the opposite experience. It became actually more engaging and more enriching as a cumulative effect for me and also for others. Before this yajnam started, I read many of Swami's quotes from Satya Sai Speaks about the purpose of the yajnam in general and a focus on Rudra and Shiva in particular. And he says, I realize that this grand self-purifying event incorporates two metaphors that prepared me for how to participate. And the first metaphor, he said, is that I could use the sacrificial ceremonies to wash myself clean of my errors in life and to offer into God's refining fire. Thus, he says, Swami, help me get ready for how to actively take part in the ceremony, even though I don't chant the Vedic mantras. And secondly, he said, I kept in mind the Sanskrit verse which we chant every day, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, may all the beings in all the worlds be happy. And he says, since this is the purpose of the yajna, I felt attuned to whatever has been happening, even without mentally understanding everything. So the two things that he felt he could do to benefit from the yajnam is, one, offer everything into that refining fire, and second, be attuned to the feeling that let there be welfare for everyone, everywhere in this world. And he continued sharing one little encounter he had. He says, in this regard, I met a friend coming out of the darshan hall who was ecstatic that an impure set of thoughts which had come into his mind during the ceremony, he could immediately enthusiastically put it into the fire and finish it off. And Mr. William Miller says, I realized that I could do the same and in that way contribute in some small way to greater peace, if not in the whole world, at least in the world around me. One of the speakers in the yajna had said that the yajna does not end on 20th August 2006. It will remain an ongoing process in everyone's heart. And Mr. Miller said, that is what I felt. Because I will simply continue to focus on asking God to make me pure so that I can be an instrument of peace. An instrument of peace. That is what the yajna made out of individuals. It infused tremendous inspiration, more importantly, in the minds of youth. There was this young leader from Karnataka, Sri Gunaranjan, who is an IIT and IIM alumni, having done his bachelor's and master's from India's prestigious institutions. And he said, any student of science will know that in any equation of nature, LHS or left-hand side is equal to RHS, right-hand side. And he said, for us, LHS is love, humility and service. And the RHS is Royal Highway to Swami. Love, humility and service is equal to Royal Highway to Swami. And he said, let us cultivate these three aspects. Let us build this Royal Highway to our Mother Sai. What the yajnam has done to every individual who have participated way back in 2006 and what it will do to all those who participate now in 2015 in March is something which whoever has gone through or will go through will know. But this much is sure, everyone has come out of it and will come out of it purer, more sanctified, more blessed, and becoming a better person, contributing to a better family, to a better society. I remember on the fifth day of the yajnam in 2006, Swami said, love, cultivate love, that is enough. If your mind is steadily fixed on God, there is nothing else that is needed. Swami said, that is the essence. Isn't that the essence of the Vedic chants? In fact, after the chant of every Rudram, the priests always pray and they say, Achanchala Bhakti Praptirastu, which means, O Lord, bestow us with unruffled love for God. Bestow us with unruffled love for God. So that is the bottom line of every spiritual exercise, however mighty or minuscule it might be. If we have developed unconditional love for Him and for all His creation, then perhaps we have attained our goal. And if many people have their hearts filled with such unconditional love, then we would be living in a world of peace. We would be living in that golden age. Golden age would no longer be an utopia. And everything that we are doing now, everything that is happening now, the Atirudra Mahayagnam, is only contributing, is only heralding that age of peace, of happiness, of love. There is so much more to share on the impact and the effect of the Atirudra Mahayagnam, and we'll continue this discussion next week. By that time, the Yajna would have already started and probably be in its fourth or fifth day. Probably we will know more about what is going on there. We will perhaps get more voices and learn more and share more about this grand sacrifice being performed in Bhagwan's ashram. So stay tuned. And if you have any queries, comments or your own experiences of being in Prashantinilayam for Atirudra Mahayagnam in 2006 or in 2007 in Chennai, and you'd like to share your thoughts, please feel free. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. I'm Team Radio Sai's Vishu. I will eagerly look forward to your emails. Finally, thank you so much. I hope this has been of use to you. If you have any queries, again, please tell us. We look forward to your feedback. So let us make use of this opportunity of purifying ourselves. And if there is any chance that we can attend the Atirudra, I think we must do and take this chance to cleanse ourselves of all that is not pleasant and fill it with the vibrations of the divine. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us all through the day. It's time to draw the curtains on this segment and to the entire day of Thursday life. We are only grateful to Bhagavan for having given us this opportunity, and we pray to Him that we continue to share His love, feel His love, and radiate His message and unconditional love with everyone around, and thus make our lives sanctified. Thank you so much, and finally a sweet goodbye and loving Sairam from Prashantinilayam. As I sign off, you will continue to listen to a drama by students of Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashantinilayam. The title of the drama is "The Removal of Immorality is the Only Way to Immortality." It was enacted in front of Bhagwan on 15th July 2004. So you will listen to this in few minutes from now at 9:50. Thank you so much, dear listeners, and enjoy. Fill your days and moments with Sai, Sai, and Sai alone. Sai Ram.